Good morning, Patrick Mercy, Forward to Success, your life, business and career coaching solutions provider. Some of my friends have started talking to me in the last few weeks about their goals for 2012 and their plans for 2012. And as with every year, they're fantastic ideas and fantastic plans for what they're going to achieve next year. Invariably, quite a number of them will not achieve what they've set out to do for 2012 and will come back enthusiastically to me 12 months from now as to what they're going to achieve for 2013. To give yourself a greater chance of success of actually achieving some of the things that you want to achieve, whether that be in your own personal life, such as losing weight, getting fit, stop smoking, or things like that, or in your business or career, then here's six questions to ask yourself. And if you get the answers to those six questions right, you will come back to me with new goals for 2013 instead of repeating the ones that you actually wanted to achieve for 2012. So here goes. Here's the six questions to ask yourself. The first one is it actually positive? Is what I want to achieve positive? Focus on what you want, not on what you don't want, because otherwise you'll end up with what you don't want. So make sure it is a positive goal. Secondly, is it specific? Because the more specific it is, the easier it will be to focus on it, and you'll find it easier to know when you're near or far away from actually achieving it. A third question to ask is, what's it going to look like? How will I know when I have it? What will it look like? What will it feel like? If you don't have that, then you won't know when you have achieved your result. So losing weight would be an example, but how much weight? And what will it look like when I've lost that weight? Who's in charge of this outcome? The answer has to be you, because an outcome dependent on what others can do for you is mean that it won't be achievable by you, and therefore, often enough, you will fall on the wayside. Fifth question is this actually good for you? I know it sounds like a crazy question, but is this good for you? Will getting this result be good for you and your world? Consider the effect it will have on you and others around you and your life. And the sixth and final question is, what resources do you have and need? Consider where you are in relation to your desired outcome, and what do you have available to achieve this, and what you need to acquire. Make sure that this is very clear for you as to who and what you need. It was Brian Tracy, the performance coach, who said, if what you're doing is not moving you towards your goals, then it's moving you away from your goals. If you want any more information on any of these, please don't be afraid to contact Patrick Mercy at Forward to Success on 083-300-8963 or at patrick@forward2success.com. Thank you for listening. Take care. Have a fantastic day. Bye.